Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Ransomware attacks. This is something we've heard so many times, but do we really understand the details behind it? And I guess it's fair to question, how seriously do people take ransomware attacks? Well, such attacks are a form of malware that encrypts a victim's files and the attacker later demands a ransom from the victim to restore access to the data upon payment. Just recently, such an attack took down the largest fuel pipeline in the U.S. and led to shortages across the East Coast in the U.S. And this was all the result of a single compromised password. Now, hackers gained entry into the networks of Colonial Pipeline on April 29th through a virtual private network account, which allowed employees to remotely access the company's computer network. A little more than 1 week later, on May the 7th, an employee in Colonial's control room saw a ransom note demanding cryptocurrency appear on a computer. I mean, it's the first time that that pipeline had to shut down entirely in its 57-year history. And out of desperation, they paid the hackers, who were an affiliate of a Russia-linked cybercrime group known as DarkSide, $4.4 million ransom. Is what we're talking about here. The hackers stole nearly 100 gigabytes of data from Colonial Pipeline and threatened to leak it if the ransom was not paid. But, you know, now looking back, was it the right thing, you know, to pay these bad guys what they want, the ransom that they want? What about here in Singapore? How do organizations here in Singapore handle such attacks? On the line with me this morning is Eric Nagel, who is General Manager for APAC at Cyber Reason. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Elliot and Ryan.
Very interesting. So you guys have recently released findings of the Global Ransomware Study 2021. Could you tell us about the study? What were some of the things that stood out?
Absolutely. So we announced a latest ransomware research that summarizes the details of over 1,200 IT professionals and provided insights into the true cost of business. Over 100 respondents took part in Singapore. I think the biggest key takeaway for Singapore is that 90% of companies in Singapore that suffered a first ransomware attack actually were attacked a second time after paying the ransomware. So it doesn't pay to pay.
Okay. It does not pay to pay. So, I mean, since I brought up this case study about Colonial Pipeline, looking back, was it the right thing to do to pay off the ransom?
Well, it's a very personal decision for companies. Sometimes companies will decide it's a matter of life and death and they will pay the ransom, but they really need to look at all of the alternatives to paying the ransomware. As I mentioned, one of the key statistics that we saw was 90% of companies suffer a second ransomware attack.
Yeah.
And even if they regain access to the data, it's corrupted and costs a lot to reinstall. So it's not the best solution in our view.
Okay. I mean, we're just talking about the type of ransomware attack where your data is compromised or your data is held at ransom, literally. But are there other forms? I mean, is it always a case where you get locked out of your own system? I read one recently where malware was inserted by these hackers. Experts are claiming it could be check written. And they use your computer to mine cryptocurrency. But could you share some other types of ransomware attacks with us?
For sure. There are many different types of ransomware, and criminals use a variety of different techniques and tools, but it's mostly always about encrypting the files.
Mm-hmm.
Groups such as the DarkSide that were responsible for Colonial Pipeline attack, they've collected over $90 million in 2020 alone, so it's a very profitable business. But you have other attacks such as the double extortion attack, made famous by the Maze Group in November 2019. That was one of the first groups that used a method where they actually exfiltrate the data and then threaten to expose and sell that stolen data if the ransomware demand isn't met. And that's not something that data backups can protect against.
Right. Do we see a pattern, though? I mean, I find it personally quite difficult, but do we see a pattern where a particular industry is more vulnerable or a more preferred victim to these ransomware attacks?
Actually, not really. I think ransom has moved from going to the individual and the small, medium enterprise company to the very large enterprise, okay. mainly because big enterprise has the resource and access to capital to go pay. But regardless of region, industry vertical, or company size, companies are equally being exposed to ransomware. It's a super profitable business. The ransomware losses are projected to reach about $20 billion this year, and there's a ransomware attack every 11 seconds.
Oh, gosh.
So it's a different kind of pandemic to the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, yeah, and this is the future of crime, dare I say. What about here in Singapore? How rampant is it? How under control is it?
I think it pretty much aligned to the global standards. What we've seen in Singapore is over the past 24 months, 60% of companies in our survey were targeted by the cyber attackers, mm-hmm. and more than 50% have paid a ransom. So it's here and it's not going away. And I think partly that's because companies still rely on technology of old and haven't moved into procure technologies such as endpoint detection and response that help specifically with these types of attacks.
And according to a report, and just to give a bit of context, the report found that 50% of organizations globally have been a victim of a ransomware attack. 80% chose to pay a ransom demand, and they, of course, suffered a second attack. Here in Singapore, a little bit close to 50% paid ransom between 180,000 to 1.8 million US dollars. That is a lot of money. What do we do then in this situation? I mean, you mentioned at the start that it doesn't pay to pay. If you, and I brought up this hypothetical, I mean, yesterday and even on the show this morning, what if it was illegal, like you face a penalty if you as a business paid for a ransomware attack? Then to the bad guys, there's no point trying to victimize you. Does that work?
That's a good question. We've seen a lot of debate around that actually in the US with the recent ransomware task force that's come into play. It's very hard to make something illegal to pay in this particular case. I think prevention is the better course of action in terms of implementing an endpoint detection remediation solution, mm-hmm. as well as multi-layered prevention capabilities and best practices for security hygiene.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, prevention is the best thing. But and I don't mean to put you on the spot with this question. In your experience or what you've seen, what's the best course of action to take? And I know this is an opinion-based question. What's the best course of action to take if, let's say, your business has now become a victim of a ransomware attack? I mean, there's no guarantee that you're actually going to get back the data even if you pay these millions of dollars, right?
Absolutely, that's correct. I think companies need to have a strategy in place to protect against this. So this is not something that you really want to be doing once you're under the attack. You want to have a plan in place well ahead of time, and you want to be working with companies that can actually help you. Right. So manage security service providers, security vendors, and have a contingency plan.
And obviously, there are bigger implications as well. I mean, you could end up being a victim of a second attack, or you could have to end up overhauling your entire system. Any advice on what's the first thing you should do, the very first thing you should do if you're a victim of a ransomware attack?
So the very first thing you should do is call your security IT or cybersecurity IT department, mm-hmm. and make them aware of the fact that you have been so that they can start a forensics investigation and then also negotiation with the ransomware attacker.
Yeah, that's going to be tougher. But, you know, and just to wrap things up, Eric, what is your forecast in terms of, I mean, you mentioned earlier that there's a ransomware attack every 11 seconds. What's your forecast going forward, you know, post-pandemic? Is this going to be more rampant, or are we seeing companies taking it more seriously and making it even harder for these attacks? But then again, the bad guys, they're very creative when it comes to such things.
Absolutely. The attackers are always evolving. The FBI just reported an increase in more than 225%. In total ransomware losses in the US alone. So we don't think it's going to stop. Mm-hmm. We only think this stops once companies adopt more modern technologies to deal with these types of attacks. But unfortunately, the adoption for these technologies currently runs at about 40% globally.
Okay.
So it's a question of companies coming of age, recognizing the problem and making the investments into the more forward-looking technologies to deal with this.
Mm-hmm. Just a quick opinion question. Do you think the rise of cryptocurrency is going to add to that? I mean, if it becomes completely mainstream one day, it could make things even harder, right?
Well, the cryptocurrencies have a lack of attribution of where the money comes from and where it goes. So it is ideal for masking. So that definitely is an enabler for the payment of ransom. So we've seen that globally.
All right. I've been speaking with Eric Nagel, who is General Manager for Asia Pacific at CyberEason. Eric, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.